This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Like I said yesterday, Paul's just reiterating, don't play if you don't want to play.
And Chris Ello.
Guys are fresh and we need them with the lead.
Craig, did we keep, did I miss you there? Did we?
I don't know, did I finish?
I guess you finished.
Yeah, I finished, sorry.
My bad.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
We are in the happy hour. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. Got a Padres pen pal on the way. Your Matt Scravey is very excited about it. Before we do so, giving props is back for round three of the postseason. You missed the three-to-play contest that the last few weeks, no problem. It's a new week, which means new props. And another $2,000, that is up for grabs. Go to betql.com/props to sign up. 10 new props will be posted each week. Most correct picks this week wins $2,000. Remember, just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Someone's winning that cash might as well be you. Head over to betql.com/props right now and make your picks. That's betql.com/props. All right, Scrape, you have been pretty excited about this Padres pen pal. Did you get a lot of participation from our listeners out there?
I did. Thank you for retweeting it, guys. And if you ever have a question for the Padres pen pals, you can find me on Twitter at Matt Scraby, or you can go at 97.3TheFanSD, at Tony Gwynn Jr., at Chris LOSD. But basically what it is you write me questions and I ask the guys. So let's get into it.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so let's waste no time because we have some Padres fans that they're happy for the season that's about to happen, hopefully, when they figure out this lockout thing. But they're also very nervous about the season, and we'll start with this. Chris's favorite part, the scribbling. I'm a season ticket holder with my friend, and we are very excited about Padres baseball this coming season. One thing we don't agree on is starting pitching. He thinks the Padres are there. I think they have some work to do. My main concern is either Yu Darvish being late in his career and having another injury. I'm also concerned about Chris Paddock coming off of injury. Tony, the question is, what do you think is the biggest question mark among the starting rotation they have now?
Biggest question mark. I mean, to be quite frank, there are a boatload of question marks. Which one's bigger? I don't know. It's tough to say, right? Blake Snell seems to be the least of the question marks, I think, based on the way he finished. I know he got hurt at the end, but he seemed to, after weathering a storm for a very long time, he seemed to pitch his way out of it. So he's off the board. Yu Darvish is coming off a rough second half. Mike Clevinger coming off of Tommy John. Chris Paddock coming off in a roller coaster year. So I don't know that I think all three of those guys are question marks in terms of the starting rotation. Joe Musgrove, Blake Snell, you feel the most comfortable with. But if you're going to force me to pick one big question mark, I might have to agree. It might be Yu Darvish.
All right, Chris.
Let me say why. Yes. Because he will have such a big role in that starting rotation, being a front-end starter. The way he finished the year, you have to say that that's a question mark. He's the biggest one.
Chris, what do you think is the biggest question mark among the starting rotation the Padres have now?
I disagree with Tony Gwynn Jr., not because Darvish isn't a question mark. He certainly is. He's got to do far better than 8 wins. Far better than 8 wins and 4.22 ERA. I mean, that's twice what he had the year before. So, yeah, Yu Darvish, and most of those numbers were put up in the second half, like you said. But I think the biggest question mark is Mike Clevinger. Because, I mean,
fair.
To me, Mike Clevinger could be anywhere between an ace of the staff, number one starter on the all-star team,
mm-hmm.
all the way to hardly being able to pitch because he's not able to get healthy enough to throw.
It's fair.
So that, to me, is the biggest gap. He could be incredibly good. He could be nothing. So that's why Mike Clevinger is the biggest question mark.
All right.
In my mind.
It's definitely fair.
All right, to the next Padres pen pal, and this one came in today, actually, because there was something that went down on Twitter, so they said, Scraby, did you see what Nelson Cruz put on Twitter? And I did. There was a tweet out, and it was just of Nelson Cruz, and he put it out there, but then someone replied with a Photoshop picture of Nelson Cruz with Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., so it was like implying Nelson Cruz coming to the Padres, or it would be cool. Well, Nelson Cruz saw this tweet, and he put the eyeball emojis like, hey, look at that. I know that was a really weird way.
Hey, it's hard look
to,
at that.
It's hard to describe a tweet that's just of eyeballs. So, Chris, you are up first in this one. If Nelson Cruz wants to be a Padre, would he be a good fit for San Diego?
Of course he would be. He's a slugger, and if there's a DH, he's a great DH. So I don't think there's any argument that Nelson Cruz would be a great fit.
All right, Tony.
I mean, can it happen? Can they make it happen? A lot of other questions involved, but and let me also say that the DH has to be voted in; otherwise, yes. It's not a fit at all.
Yes, right. Yes. Tony, what do you think?
I don't know. I haven't seen Nelson play the outfield in a while.
Last time I saw him, he was trying to make that impossible play in the right. World Series
that we all thought was a much easier play before.
Everybody
we all
always gave him a hard time for that. It was one of the hardest balls I've ever seen hit.
Yeah, but listen, he would be a great fit, assuming a DH. And I won't even put it past that he can't play left field. He's over 40.
Yeah.
Playing outfield every day, that seems a bit of a stretch.
It's hard on the old bones.
Right. So DH DH would be fitting, and I think he would be the perfect fit.
Hard on the old bones.
It was.
He's only 40. On come on!
I think he would have a tremendous impact is on the clubhouse. Nelson Cruz is
41.
One of the best teammates I've ever had. Genuine guy, and I think he would fit in well. I really do.
I got it. Not to. I just looking him up here on Baseball Reference. He has not played in right field since 2018.
Yeah, so that's four years.
Really
going
a
into
stretch.
This year.
Yeah, asking him to play the outfield. So yes.
Okay.
DH only. In my mind.
Okay. Next pen pal. I love the Padres, but I don't like how they are running the outfield right now. I just got to tell you, me and this person get into a lot of conversations, and I have to tell them, this is real life. We cannot sign single
I'm glad
free
you gave it some context
there.
Here.
But yes, I actually wrote this down after their like 360-word
essay
they sent me about what they wanted to ask. If I were a manager, I would have traded someone other than Adam Frazier and have him learn left field. Tommy Pham is probably not going to come back. I would then try to move Will Myers in a trade for right field. So, Tony, what do you think the opening day outfield looks like?
Oh, Lord. I have no idea what the opening day outfield looks like. I can tell you Trent Grisham will probably be in it.
Center field.
I can tell you Will Myers will probably be in it.
Right field, taking care of
it. After that, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know that, you know, keeping Adam and putting him in left field, a position that is not his primary position, is ideal. When you might be able to do better either via trade or in free agency. So, and listen, the Will Myers thing is clearly something, I don't know if it's clearly, but the Padres have tried in the past to move it. It's not something that they've had success doing. Then you take into account the 2 years that Will has put together have been serviceable for right field, and 2020 was brilliant in right field. And so I think there's hope that he can get back to that or get somewhere in between where he was last year in 2020. I think that would be good. But in terms of predicting what this outfield is going to look like, two positions are you could say right now are filled. The rest is it's impossible to guess and know where AJ Preller is thinking.
Oh, his mind is everywhere all the time. Chris, what do you think opening day outfield looks like?
I bet he hasn't thought of this.
Oh, let's hear it.
Gonna cryogenically unfreeze Ted Williams and bring him back to life. He will be the starting left fielder on opening day.
Because Ted is frozen, isn't he? But
yeah, he was one of those frozen guys.
He's frozen?
Cryogenically frozen. Yes, or at least his head is.
I know it was at one point.
Where's the rest of his body?
I don't know what body part. You know what, Scravy? This is the kind of show you should watch. You
what
love
is
stuff like this.
What is it?
I don't know. Something
look,
about
look, he's already what, typing it in the computer.
What has happened
right now
to Ted Williams?
Ted Williams frozen.
I don't know exactly.
He's frozen in two pieces.
See, there you go. So put him back together and put him in left field. Like I said, you said AJ Preller's thought of everything. I said I bet he hasn't thought of this. Because other than that, I don't know who's going to be in left field any more than anybody else.
My goodness.
Scravy's mind is gone now.
We've lost.
Well,
here's the headline on CBSNews.com.
This was a while ago.
2002.
Was it 2002?
Ted Williams.
20 years ago.
Frozen in two pieces is the headline. They said he was decapitated by surgeons at the cryonics company where his body is suspended in liquid nitrogen. And they're hoping that one day they can bring him back to life. If we have the technology.
That's some real Demolition Man stuff right there.
Wow, that is wild.
If Ted Williams winds up in the opening day left field, you guys are going to remember who said
I
so.
I guarantee you I will remember who said that happened. Because I am floored that Ted Williams is...
Scravy's going to be on the on-demand button on his VCR tonight.
VCR?
Search
he's about to
whatever
go to,
you've
he's
got.
He's about to go down the biggest
he's
rabbit
gonna
hole
go down to
ever.
Cable. You're going to go down... what else do you have?
Internet.
The
internet is
channel,
all he needs.
Internet. Everything he's got.
I've already
to
saved
try to
three
find
articles
Ted
for
Williams
reading
shows.
Later.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Report back to us tomorrow, Scravy.
All right. I mean, I guess... Never mind. I was going to say, I guess if your head...
It doesn't matter.
It's not part of your body.
It doesn't matter.
Are you waiting for the technology to bring you back to life, or are you waiting for the technology to bring you back to life and reattach your head to your body?
It may not be any of those. We don't know.
I got a lot of work to do tonight, guys.
Just make sure you get enough Chris versus the fan questions
yeah,
done,
right,
okay?
Perfect. Chris was first here, so Chris, you're first again. Last one. What happens if Fernando Tatis Jr. gets injured again? I was a little nervous about him not having surgery, and I listen to you guys every day, so you have calmed me down. I know it's his choice, but I know I want to watch Fernando play at least 140 games in a season. Does the shoulder worry you long-term, or should I, as a fan, accept what Fernando is telling me/us and trust him? Chris.
Probably somewhere in the middle. I mean, there's definitely reason to be always a little bit concerned. He hasn't had it repaired. So, you know, the chances, a lot of people, at least from what I've heard, I don't know, a lot of people seem to say that he runs a risk of it falling out of, you know, popping out of place still. And he plays so hard. You got to hope, though, at the same time that he'll strengthen everything and give himself the best chance not to get hurt. So it's probably somewhere in between. But at the same time, the same can be also said for every player in baseball. right? There's no way you can guarantee anybody's not going to get hurt. So, you know, I'm going to have a little concern about Fernando, but only a little. Just because I know if he lands wrong on that shoulder, you know, it could definitely, you know, pop out on him and he might miss some time. But I'm not gonna lose sleep over it.
Right. Does it worry me long term? I think time will tell. I think it's too early to know. I think it's on the front. It's on the forefront of everybody's mind because we haven't seen Fernando get through a season, you know, and miss some time, right? He's missed time every year. So obviously it's going to be a concern. As a fan, you don't have a choice but to accept what Fernando's decision
right.
is.
That's true.
Because you don't get a say in it.
If you don't like it, root for the Phillies.
right. I told you guys how I felt about this. I think we think of surgery as, you know, athletes do surgery. It happens, they heal, they get back on the field, but for a lot of guys, it's not the case. Surgery is a scary thing, especially if you've never had it before. And I think that plays a part in why Fernando, aside from the fact Fernando thinks he can rehab this thing and get it where it needs to be and it not give him some problem. But I think we'll find that out over time. It may not be this year. It could be the following year that it ends up kind of coming back.
He may, at the end of this year, say, all right, maybe I need to get my shoulder.
Exactly. And a lot of times, that's what it takes. It takes a guy playing through it and not feeling like he can be himself before that actually, you know, comes into the picture, becomes clearer for that particular player. But for right now, this is where he's at.
All right, that's it for Padres Pen Pals. Got one more question about this cryogenically frozen body.
Oh, my
head.
Lord. Can we use it in the 615? We ain't got nothing to talk about at that point.
You're right. Okay, fine.
It's
going to be crazy.
Let's get to break. When we come back, Scraby wants to talk about cryogenically frozen folks. This time, Ted
my
Williams in particular.
Gwen
and Chris, here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.